Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2015. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You guys can just call me Ronnie. We've got a great show for you guys. I'm going to be getting to your calls in just a moment. I got a lot of different angel decks lined up, and of course, I do a little bit of my own intuition. I am an angel intuitive, certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, teacher, healer, jack of all trades, you name it, I do it. You can check out more about myself by going to my website, www.ascensionmagic.com. And also, if you'd like to receive a professional reading, if I don't get to your call today, or if you'd just like to extend the time, check out the website as well. So before I get to the calls, I just want to make you all aware of some of the different astrological events that are happening right now. Maybe you're already aware of that. But of course, we have the equinox happening, which means the first day of spring's coming. So that's a very exciting time. We have a solar eclipse that's coming up, and there's also a new moon. So there's some major things happening, and some of us more sensitive people might be feeling different energetic shifts. It's really important to remain grounded, and if you call on the angels, if you need assistance with any type of things, any type of pain that you might be feeling, or any kind of intense energy. Some people feel more intense energy than others, so just be aware of that. I know also last week we had a solar flare, and it was a huge solar flare, and it actually caused blackout on some radio stations for a while. So that was interesting, along with the full moon. So this month has been really intense, and you might be noticing that people are more irritable than usual because things are being released from the planet. And you might find that things are coming up that you thought you had let go of, but things are coming to the surface for you to release. When you find that's happening, it's important for you to breathe, ground, just notice it, and then peacefully let it go. We don't want to dwell on things that that we can release peacefully. And again, call upon the angels to help you. So speaking of the angels, I have several different angel decks out here. A lot of them are from Doreen Virtue. And I was drawn today to draw a card for all of us from Robert Reeves' Flower Therapy deck, since tomorrow's the first day of spring. So if you follow my Facebook page, I actually drew a card today from the same deck. But I'm going to do one now for everybody that's listening and anyone, for all of us out there. So I'm going to just call upon the angels, and we'll see what message wants to come forth, or what the angels like for us to know at this time. Okay, so this card wants to come out, and the card is laughter. Laughter. And the flower on there is a wattle. I've never heard of a wattle before, but it's like this yellow looking thing. It kind of looks like it's on a tree. It's a yellow, looks like little yellow stars. And that message says, uplift yourself and those around you through loving laughter. So it could be a good time to call upon the nature fairies. Fairies will always help you have some laughter in your life. If you've been feeling stress, I know I've been feeling a little bit stressed lately. I work in a public school, and spring break is right around the corner. So we are ready for spring break, so I can tell you that. So it's important to do some fun things so you can balance out the serious drudgery sometimes of life with some more fun activities. So maybe find some time to do some hobbies that you really enjoy, or spend some time with some friends that you really like. Anything that'll just lift you up and help you laugh. Or watch a TV show. I'm not a huge fan of TV, but some people like to watch TV to help them laugh. So that could be something that you could do. So that's our message for today. Of course, also, when I'm doing readings today, as I'm getting to my calls, I want you to pay attention. If I don't get to your call, pay attention to the other callers, because oftentimes a message is for you, even if I don't get to your call. And even if you're listening live right now, or if you're listening on playback, I always have an intention that there's a message for everyone that listens. So be aware of what comes through, what your angels are telling you. I'm one channel to the angelic kingdom, but your own angels will give you what they want you to know as well. So pay attention to their messages. Now I'm going to get to my calls here. The way I distinguish your calls is I go by your area code. So I'll say your area code, and that's how you'll know you're on the air. So I am going to go to my first call here, and this caller is calling from area code 917. I'm going to put you on the air here. Hello, area code 917.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling in the show today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Okay, Ashil, how are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. I was actually listening to your archive, so I decided to call you. Hopefully you can give me some clarity regarding, you know.
Well, thank you. That's great. Really appreciate the support there. That definitely makes me feel good. Before I get to it, my intuition is telling me that you have a lot of angels working with you right now. Do you work really closely with the angelic kingdom?
Well, I usually pray, and that's when I kind of ask
them
to come around and help me, you know, so obviously it's working. You know?
Yes, because I can sense that there are so many angels around you right now, and your energy is very peaceful, and you feel like you're a light worker. Do you know what a light worker is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, some people aren't aware of that term.
No,
but it feels like
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it feels like that's part of your purpose here is to bring and ground that light into the planet. Now, is there a particular question you want to ask about, or is just you just kind of want to just a general reading?
I really wanted a general, but there's something that's kind of, you know, bugging my mind, and I really want to get some clarity about it. It's a love question, actually.
A love question? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, no problem.
There is one of the employees at my gym that kind of got my attention.
Okay.
So I'm actually thinking of trying to making some moves. So I'm just trying to figure out what the angel can tell me about it. Just something can come out of there.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, do you own the gym, or is this just somebody that works at the gym?
No, just somebody who's one of the employees. I just go there to work.
Oh, got it. Okay, well, you know, I was guided to go to, I have this deck of cards called the Ascended Master Cards, and they work with all the ascended beings out there, because you said you pray very often. I think this deck's going to give us some insight. And they also have a deck called the Romance Angels, so I'll kind of get to both. I'm going to shuffle the cards. I'm going to think of your question here. Do you know the person's name, the person that you're interested in?
Can I give you an initial? Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah?
J. Initial J.
Okay, perfect. So I'm thinking about this person. Mm-hmm. Comes through. Okay, what the angels want to tell you. Okay, so the what's interesting is that the ascended master that comes out is Krishna, and that's interesting because I actually saw you working with Krishna in a way. Are you familiar with the energy of Krishna?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, Krishna is actually from the Hindu tradition, and Krishna is a messenger of joy, happiness, romantic love, and spiritual teachings. And the card says, find the blessing in your current situation. So my feeling is that sometimes we want to look for a romantic relationship as a way to, as a source of our happiness. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but the card is saying that Find the love inside yourself, and find the happiness in whatever's happening in your life, and things will naturally unfold for you. So that's the message that wants to come through in that card. I'm gonna keep going with card. I'm gonna draw a couple more cards and get some clarity here.
Okay.
Let's see. So that's the first message. So it's saying just find the blessing in your current situation. So in other words, whatever is the outcome of this, know that you're always blessed and you're always loved, and you're everything's going to work out for the best. Now, the next ascended master that comes through is Jesus, and Jesus is all about opening your heart chakra. It says open your heart to love. So it feels to me like the message is to kind of work on yourself a little bit before somebody else can come into your life. I'm not saying that your heart's not open, because I'm sure your heart's open, but sometimes we might have hurts from past relationships that we still think about, that keeps us stuck in the past. And sometimes too, our relationship issues, we make decisions based on what other people have told us, parents and friends, instead of listening to our own gut and our own intuition. So it feels to me like you might have a little bit of guilt going on. I'm not sure what that is, but it feels to me like you have some guilt about some things that have happened. So what I'm going to do is just we're gonna ask Jesus, because Jesus came through in these cards here, to be with you and just to help you to open your heart to forgive yourself and to release anything that might be holding you back and that might be blocking you. So I think that's very helpful for you. Now I'm going to draw one more card here. I'm going to draw three cards. I'm going to do three cards, and then I'm going to get to the romance ones. So the other message that comes through, it's Horus from the Eye of Horus. Maybe you've seen the Eye of Horus, like in the Egyptian culture. I'm not really sure, but it's like it's this all-seeing eye that sees into the future and just sees all things. And the message is, you are seeing the situation accurately. So it's listening to your own intuition, listening to your own intuition, and trusting what the angels are showing you, and trusting what you're being guided to do. You said that you're feeling guided to make a move.
Yeah, because this particular employee kind of got my attention, because I wasn't even thinking about it. So because it's just like, you know, a little wave at me kind of thing. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And that's when I started thinking about it. And then I started, you know, the attraction started, you know, happening.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah. So I drew a card from the Romance Angels deck, and these are, you can actually call upon the Romance Angels. Romance Angels are like a specialty field of angels that help you specifically with romance. So, you know, we all know like the major angels like Raphael and Michael, but there's a specialty group of angels called the Romance Angels that work specifically to help you. And the card that came out is trust. It says this situation is calling for you to have faith. So it's like you already know what to do. You're already being guided is what the message is. Find it all speaks to it. Find the blessing in your situation. You're seeing them back. You're seeing it accurately. Trust. Open your heart to love. So it's really about trusting. Like if you're praying for help and you're getting a message in your head to take steps, then take those steps. That's the answer to your prayer. Okay. You know, sometimes the answer to our prayer could be something really simple. Like it could be like, you know, you could be a song on the radio. It could be you see a bird fly above. But also could mean excuse me. You get a message in your head. Like you might be getting a message in your head to take action, and that could be the answer to your prayer. And the angels want to help you with that, but I kind of feel like you're scared. It feels like you're afraid to let go of the fear.
You know what? Why? One thing you said about past experiences also. I understand that I have to let it go. You know, mm-hmm. you know that was yesterday. It's done with. This is today. It's a new day. I have to move forward. And my second thing is, I mean, I did feel some kind of flirting there, but second thing is because that's an employee at the gym that I go to. Just and I was thinking, okay, what if it doesn't work? You know what I mean? So what if that's not what I'm?
Yeah, but you know, what ifs and what ifs always wind up being what ifs. You know, if you don't make an action, and you know, what's the worst that could happen is that you know this doesn't work out, and then that's it. You know, like, but you won't know until you take any action, and then you'll be wondering, well, what if I would have made a move, and what if I would have tried it? You know. So fear is normal, but if you feel like you're like overwhelmed with fear, then you can ask your angels. Ask Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael helps with being like getting over your fears. You can call upon Michael to help you cut the cords to fear and move forward with it. And maybe, like you said, you pray very often. Do you pray to have confidence and to be assertive in that situation? Do you pray for that?
Yeah, I pray every day. You know, twice a day. You know,
so maybe add that to your collection, to your prayers.
I have to. I also feel like this, whatever is happening, it's a way for me to kind of get rid of my fear, so to speak, when it comes to dating.
I see what you're saying.
You know, maybe
that makes sense.
I need to like become a little more courageous. You know,
that makes sense.
You know,
yeah. So no matter what happens, even if it doesn't work out, you at least will have conquered your fear and have made that move to say, hey, well, you know what? At least I went for it, and I made that move. Yeah, that makes total sense. That makes total sense.
So that's what I was thinking about. That you know, there's something for me to learn here, and it's an opportunity for me to just go for it. Make you know, just be
yeah,
brave,
that's kind of
you know. Put your heads up and, you know, so to speak. And,
yeah, well, you know, there's always something to learn in every situation. In every situation, there's something to learn. But the cards are saying, and I think even your own intuition is saying, you know, you won't really know unless you try. And even if it doesn't work out, you know that your life's still going to go on and you're still going to be just fine. But, yeah, take the steps, take the action steps and go with what your instincts are telling you. I think you know what to do.
I mean, My intuition was actually telling me to go for it, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of fighting it, you know. But you know,
well, go for it.
Just,
I want you to go for it, and everybody deserves to be happy and love. And then keep me posted. Go on my Facebook page and let me know how it works out. That'd be great. I'd love to hear how that's working for you.
I sure will.
Okay. I'm going to get to some other callers here because I got a lot of callers on the line. But I want to thank you for calling. And like I said, check out my Facebook page. Go on. It's Ascension Magic. You can just Google or go into Facebook, Ascension Magic, and click like, and then you can keep me posted with what happened. And I'd love to hear about it. It'd be great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you so much. And keep doing the good praying and sending light into the world. We so appreciate it and need your light into the world. So keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, thank you for calling.
All
right, have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Okay, so my next call I'm going to get to, and you've been holding for quite a while, I'm going to get to 720 here. I'm going to get you on the line. Area code 720, hello?
Hello, this is Ibitar. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
So are you wanting to ask me a particular question today, or did you just kind of want a general reading?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
There's a conference that I'm being drawn to go to in Arizona. It's an illumination conference.
Uh-huh.
And so my question is about that. I'm being drawn to go there. It's a part of Arizona I've never been to, but I'm really being drawn to go to this conference this year.
Okay. So you kind of want to just see like how that's going to pan out maybe? Like if that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Have you asked your angels? Have you asked your own intuition? Go ahead.
A lot of times, what happens? Because I'm a feeler. I feel things.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And so on another level, I'm feeling all this, a lot of things, and it's good what I'm feeling.
Okay. So you're just looking for a confirmation, basically. It's kind of what I'm hearing you say. Like this, I have a deck of cards. Go ahead.
I made a decision already to go, but anything else that may come up in reference to it.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, I actually want to go to the flowers therapy deck with you because I think that the flowers. The flowers are really good to work with, and if you've never seen this deck of cards, that each one has a huge picture of a flower, and I've met the author of these cards in person, and what he says is that you can hold the cards near your energy field, near your aura, and what's amazing is that the picture of the flower will actually heal you, even though the flower's not physically with you. The actual picture will heal you. So that's kind of amazing when you think about that. I'm going to think about your session here. So Arizona, when is the session in Arizona? Is it coming up soon?
I think it's in August.
It's not. Okay, so it's a few months away. All right, so let me think about it. Okay, now before I'm shuffling the cards, I'm thinking about it. I'm getting a good feeling. Like just like you, I'm a feeler, and I feel things. And I get a really good feeling. I feel like there's lots of connections you're going to make. I feel like there's lots of networking and really good energy out there. And the card that came out now when I was shuffling was, it's a daffodil, and the message says, share the message of love. And here's what it says on the card. It says, rivers of love flow within you, and others may benefit from this healing energy. Be mindful of each word that passes your lips. So what I feel is like, yeah, this is it a spiritual connector, spiritual thing that you're going to? Is that what it is? Or is it more
yeah,
is it for something else? Okay. Yeah.
It's spiritual. It's for the planet. It's for humanity. It's for us.
Yeah. Because it's
yeah.
the message that comes out. It says, share the message of love. So you are going to network, going to meet a lot of people there. Have you been feeling like you wanted to maybe do some speaking or set up your own, like, booth or something there? That's kind of what my feeling is saying, like you were thinking about doing that.
Not there, because I've never been
to
this conference before.
Okay, but there's a good feeling. The message is share the message of love. So there's going to be lots of positive energy, lots of good feelings that are there. The flower is a daffodil, so you might want to find pictures of daffodils, like put them on your computer maybe, or you know, you can just have it on your phone. Just having the picture near you can really, really benefit you. And it's just a sign that you're on the right path and that things are going to be uplifted for you. Now, there's another flower that came with, too, and it's interesting. It kind of popped out at the same time. And this one is the Snapdragon. And this card says, release all anger. It says, don't give power to negative words by saying them. Speak them from your higher self and speak from your higher self and make communications peaceful and loving. So I'm thinking that card is, I was thinking about where you're at, where you're going. I think it's saying that this is what you're leaving behind. Like it's speaking of your past and what you're letting go of. And the one card on the one hand was love, and the other one is more fear-based, so it's a contrast. And it's saying that this seminar that you're going to is really, really love-based, and it's going to help you to completely let go of some of your fears. And when you feel angry in any situation, I mean, you don't feel like an angry person to me, but we all have moments where we get stressful or we, you know, we get irritable and so on. So what the card's asking you to do is don't give those feelings power. That when you feel those, notice it and just peacefully release it instead of giving it energy. And this seminar that, well, this group that you might be going to, there's probably going to be lots of people in talks there that'll help you to do that. That's what it's related to, like releasing the anger. It feels like it's going to be great for you. I think this is going to be great. So it's called Illuminations, you said?
Yes, it's the 29th annual Illumination Conference.
Okay.
And
yeah, I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, what this group does, they really work with the Earth and, you know, supporting Mother Earth in her ascension process.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's based on.
Okay. I think that you're going to really benefit from this. My feeling, too, is that there's a little bit of fear about it. And I don't know if it's because of, like you said, that you've never been to Arizona. Is it because it's like a new place? And you're not sure?
No,
I've been
to Arizona. I've been to Arizona, but I haven't been to this particular area. And, you know, I had years ago I was in this car accident. And when I was in this car accident, I didn't have any fears or anything like that, you know, like shortly afterward. It wasn't maybe about a year. And I don't like riding on the freeway. And this accident wasn't on the freeway.
Okay.
So that might be what you're picking up because
it's
about
20
miles.
Okay, so you're
going to
be driving there? Oh, you're going to fly?
I'm going to fly, but I have to take transportation probably on the highway to get
there.
Because it's near the mountains.
Okay. I'm getting a good feeling about this, of course, so I think you're going to be safe. You can always work with Archangel Michael when you're feeling fearful. We can call upon Archangel Michael at any time and ask him to be with you and to help you and to help you release some of the pain that you might have in your body from that mm-hmm. that moment in time when you had that accident. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's just quickly, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael both to be with you. Mm-hmm. I work with them a lot, and I'm just going to ask them to kind of help you to release some things that might be stored in your body and to give you confidence to move forward and to help you with your journey, because there's a lot that wants to come out of you, and it's starting, it's coming, and you just keep going. I think we talked before. Did I talk with you last week?
Yeah, you did.
I thought so. I was like, I recognize her voice. I am so happy you called in again. I love talking with you because I love how you're so passionate and committed to your purpose, and I think that's amazing, and it makes me so happy that you're doing this, and you're continuing to get confidence, and you're continuing to move forward despite what obstacles are coming your way. And that's what a lot of us need to do. A lot of us have obstacles and we have fears, but we're conquering those fears, and that's what you're doing. You're conquering your fears and you're moving forward, and you're like, no, this is what I'm here to do, and we're going to change this planet. And I'm just so happy to talk with like-minded people just like yourself who are doing that, and it makes my heart sing. So I always appreciate that. But like I said, you can expect great things from this. It's just lots of sharing and love, and just keep working with Archangel Michael to release your fears and give you that confidence, that boost that you need to move forward. And I think it's gonna be great. And if you want to post a link to the seminar on my Facebook page, that'd be great. Maybe it would help other people. Maybe you could put that on my Facebook page for people, because there's probably lots of people listening who live in that area that might want to go to it. And they might even be able to meet up with you there. So it'd be kind of a great idea to have some like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't have a Facebook page, and I'm really not familiar with Facebook at all. I don't know how it works or anything.
Okay, so we got to get you in the techie age, huh? We got to get you up.
I'm in the techie age. I'm just not in the Facebook.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
I'm very, very technical orientated, but I'm just, I don't know. I'm just not.
You know, that's funny. My dad was the same way. My dad, like, hated Facebook, never wanted to be on Facebook, and now he can't get enough of it. He's always posting pictures of his grandkids, and, you know, he's like, oh, I like it. And I was like, I thought you hated Facebook, Dad. He's like, oh, that was last year, you know, so I understand where you're coming from. But, I can even find the link maybe and Google it and put it on the Facebook page for everybody. But, the reason I like Facebook is it's a great way to network with other people. And, you know, like there's so much sharing that happens there now. And it's made our world a lot smaller, just the sharing that we do with each other, sharing pictures and sharing messages and keeping each other, boosting each other, making each other feel happy and positive. And that's why I really like it. So, you know, just something to think about. But you can expect some good things on this trip for sure. And I'm really happy for you. So keep me posted as far as, like, you know, how it's going for you. I'd love to know. Like, I like keeping in touch with you guys. So
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in the show again, and you know, call in anytime. So maybe I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful evening. Okay. You're welcome. All right. Bye bye. All right, I'm going to get to area code 928 here. 928, I got you. Oh, there we are. You on the air? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you for calling in the show today. What's your name, hon?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Althina.
What is it? Althina?
Althina.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like a general reading with me, or do you want to just ask a particular question?
I guess the particular question, it's in relationship. I'm wondering what I need to know or what it is I need to do, like, right now to kind of...
Okay.
To overcome the situation, or, yeah.
Got it.
I guess that's
okay.
That's the way I could phrase it.
Okay, so you're asking for help on the situation. Okay, so I was immediately drawn to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, I've been talking about Archangel Michael again and again during the show. The angel of courage and the angel of strength, and he carries a sword of light that you can use to cut fear and to give you confidence to leave a stressful situation or to move forward and to take action steps if you need it. So my intuition is telling me that this particular relationship, it's been really rocky. It's been like up and down kind of, and it feels like it's like past life. Like there's some type of karmic thing that's there. That's what my intuition is telling me. Now I'm going to ask Archangel Michael here. I'm going to use we have a deck of cards here, Archangel Michael deck advice, and what they would like you to know, what he would like you to know right now, okay? So I'm thinking of that question, what Archangel Michael would like you to know, and what advice he has for you. Okay. Now, before I draw the cards, I heard in my head that you already know what to do. And that seemed to be a common message. Like, you've been praying and you've been getting advice, but you've been a little bit unsure as far as, like, well, is this right? Am I hearing this correctly? Is this what I'm supposed to do? So always honor your own intuition, okay? So remember that. Now, a card, this is so perfect, because the card that jumped out, it says, the romance angels are helping you. The first caller I talked to, I don't know if you were listening, but I told him about the romance angels, which are like specialty angels that help with romance. Did you hear when I talked about that?
Yes, like I heard a part of it.
Okay, well, they're at least like specialty team of angels, and they work specifically with romance. And the message is that they're helping you.
Okay.
And there's a prayer on the card, and it says this. It says, "Dear guardian angels of my soulmate and my partner, thank you for preparing me for love, for giving me the motivation to make healthful changes in my life, and thank you for helping me to have the courage to delve into an intimate relationship." So even though, you know, that wasn't related to your question, it sort of was, because the message is that you are getting help because you've been asking for help, and the romance angels are there. And I'm also feeling that the nature angels, which are the fairies, are working with you as well. And they've been helping you to kind of play a little bit more and to have some fun, because it feels like sometimes you can be a little serious. So the fairies are there to help you have a little bit more fun and to enjoy things. And there's another card that comes with it, and it says you're on the right path. It says call upon Archangel Michael to help guide you. So what has your intuition been telling you to do? What have you been being guided to do?
Be patient. That's the word.
Ah. Okay. Because what the cards are saying, and that's kind of what I'm feeling, is that you already know what to do, and that you just have been second guessing yourself in a way. At least that's what I've been feeling. Yours says you're on the right path, you're being helped, but listen to the guidance. It kind of feels like though there's some negative cords there that are connecting you to him. A cord is like, when you get into, or her, I don't even know, I didn't really say, but your partner, let's say that. When you're in an argument with somebody, or if there's somebody that's stressing you out, and you think about it again and again and again, what happens is that an ethereal cord, like it's literally like a tube that connects you to that person, and it can drain you, and it feeds back and forth off of one another. So what I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to cut any cords of negative cords. Cords of love are great because the love goes back and forth. That's why you don't want to release any love, but anything that can be causing you discomfort or pain or confusion or energetic battles back and forth. So we're going to ask Archangel Michael, if you're open there, to come to you. And if anyone's listening and wants to help out, we can help to cut cords for you and to help you kind of just be a little bit clearer. It feels to me like sometimes like you want to be the one that's right. That's my intuition is saying. Like you, of course, there's two sides to every story, but it feels to me like sometimes situations or arguments or even just conversations that you might be having can be one-sided, and it could go for both. Does that happen oftentimes where there's like this energetic, like, want to be right kind of thing going on?
No, it's nothing like that. Like right now, I know we're going to get back together. He's not just a boyfriend. He's an ex-fiance. We've been apart for 6 months, but within that 6 months, we still had communication. And right now, I'm just wondering, like,
Got it. Well,
what I've been feeling is just to be patient, just to leave him alone, give him the space, and have him come to you. And you said that's on point, right? That's something that I really do need to do.
Yeah, because that's what the cards are saying. You already know what to do. Like, you're being exactly guided. You're on the right path. The romance angels are helping you. And you know what? I can even ask the romance angels to assist. So I have a deck of cards called the romance angel. Let's see what the romance angels have to say. So let's think about that, okay? So I'm going to think about your situation here. I'll shuffle the cards. Okay. And this card's coming up again. It came up with the first caller I talked to. It says trust. The situation is calling for you to have faith, calling for you to have faith. You're on the right path, trust, you're being helped. So you already know what to do. You've already been given the steps to do. So even though it's frustrating sometimes, you know, divine timing is really what it's about, it seems like. Divine timing is the best advice. Things happen when they're supposed to happen, no matter how frustrating that can be. But I think that's what you've already been feeling. It seems like your intuition is completely accurate here.
Okay.
Oh. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. But that's just the thing. Like, that's the worst I'm at. Like, I don't have patience and want things to be, like, fast and stuff. And I know he's different in that way. He kind of has to take his time to think about stuff. So, yeah.
So have patience. divine timing is it's hard to have divine timing sometimes. Like we all want everything to happen like right now. It's, you know, like whatever it is, relationships, you know, like the job of our dreams, and we have to trust. We have to let the universe take care of it, and then we also have to take action towards it too. So pay attention to what you're feeling guided to do. If you're feeling guided to be patient, then that's the action steps to take, is just to be patient, no matter how frustrating it is. But do you guys communicate at all? Like, do you keep in touch oftentimes? Like,
we did up until yesterday. I kind of just decided, like, maybe I should just leave him alone and give him space, like, just kind of withdraw myself from him again to see, like, when he decides on certain things, because I know he does. He has to, like, take time to really think things over before he actually makes
the
decision.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, listen to what your intuition is saying, because that's always going to lead you down the right path. And I think you have been, and I think that this was a confirmation for you that what you're thinking and what you're feeling is accurate. That's what I feel.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Of course. Of course. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Well, I want to wish you a wonderful evening, okay?
You too.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to get to my next call here. My next call is going to be on line 216 here. I'm going to get to you. Area code 216. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in the show.
Thanks for taking my call. I didn't know if I'd get on or not. Okay.
Well, it's interesting. I kind of go where the angels tell me to go, so I don't have a lot of different calls, and it's not possible for me to get to every single call. They said, go to your call, and I went to yours, so you're on the line.
It is the first time calling into your show, so hi.
Wonderful.
Okay,
well, can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Sharon.
Sharon, haven't we talked before?
Not for reading, though. It was something else. Yes, it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, because I remember doing the animal thing for you, right? We did the animal reading before?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
My real readings, or, you know.
Okay, great.
So, yeah,
awesome.
You're absolutely right.
So would you like to ask a question now?
I would. I just want to see like the next 3 months have in store for me, if you see some changes going on with me.
Next 3 months.
Like a general reading
okay.
for the next, yeah, like
yeah,
the next
I could
3 months.
Yeah, I could draw 3 cards, and typically what I'll do is each month will be a card. So we'll go April, May, June. First card will be April, second will be May, and then the next one will be June. So that'll give us some insight. I want to go to this deck of cards that I have. It's a really basic deck of cards to work with. It's called Messages from Your Angels, and
okay.
the cards are really gentle, and I love working with this deck of cards. So let me take a moment and just kind of connect, and we'll think about you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm shuffling. We're thinking about, okay, we're going to think about April. What can Sharon expect for April? Okay, so this one's April. Oh, May is right next to it. And then June. Okay, let's think June. Okay, this one wants to come out. So, okay. So April,
okay.
May, June. Here we go. Ready? We'll see what the cards have to say. So April.
Okay, teacher. I know. I remember you
yeah,
told me. Or,
yeah,
teacher,
I teach high
fine.
School. I'm a high school teacher.
I know.
So.
You told me. I know.
Crazy. I'm so ready for spring break. I can't even tell you. I'm just like, hurry up.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the kids are too. The kids are just, they're done. They're just like, they don't want to do any work. I'm like, oh. I have to actually pray for the angels to help these kids be motivated. I'm like, every day I come in, please give these kids some extra motivation today. I have to, because they're the weather's so nice. It's like 80 degrees outside, and they're just they're ready to go.
So cute. I can just imagine.
No.
Yeah. So my first card for you. This is April, and the message says you deserve the best. Reach for the stars with your dreams and desires, and don't compromise. And it shows a picture of an angel. It's called Astara, and she's touching a star, and she's making her dreams come down. And it feels like you've really been praying, and you've really been connecting, and you've really been the angel pointing to the star is, to me, that's you reaching to the heavens and praying, because I see angels are working with you right now, and I can feel like it's been
though.
What's that?
I know what that means. I'm looking for the right job. I've been contracting. And that's why they're saying that. It's go for what's right. I know. Go for the right one. Yeah, go on.
Well,
I've had a lot
that's
of
awesome. Yeah, I love that because I'm going to give you.
Just
yeah.
I know. Go on. Sorry.
No, it's great. I love that because that you're acknowledging to other people what I say is that I get my messages, but you're hearing your angels. And that's great because you're hearing your own messages. And I if you're on my Facebook page, are you on my Facebook page?
No, not really. I don't, you know, I like LinkedIn. I don't really use Facebook
LinkedIn,
that much.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of commercial for me. And I love My Life. Those are the two. I use My Life and LinkedIn, yeah, because I work in a corporation. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, business.
Well, if you
okay.
give me your email, like if you can go on my website, give me your email and I'll email you the pictures of the cards so you can see the pictures of the cards. Because when you
okay.
see the pictures, you'll see, you'll get more intuition when you see the pictures. So the website is ascensionmagic.com, and there's a link for my email. Send me an email. Say, hey, this is Sharon from the show, and I'll send you the pictures so you can actually see and get more insight. Okay?
Oh, because you have a lot of decks here. Okay, go on. I know.
Yeah,
just
I do. Oh, my God. Like,
said.
I got so many decks. And I'm, like, going from deck to deck, like, back and forth. Yeah, it's good. So it's that you deserve the
wow.
best. And what I was saying was the angel touching the star to me was like, yeah, like you said, you reaching out, connecting with the angels, bringing forth your desires. And that's the month of April. Now we get to May, and the message is Omega. It has a picture of a unicorn. Actually, it's like a Pegasus. And this card is, I love this card because I'm going to read you what it says. It says, victory, your desire is coming to fruition. Keep up the good work. So all that hard work you've been doing and all that sacrifices you've been making and the pain that you've been feeling in your
and
heart. Like
speaking with my finances, I know. And the hurt, I know. You're right. I know.
It's saying victory. It's everything's going to be working out. Keep up the great work. And like the picture again, it's like a Pegasus, and the Pegasus is standing on his hind legs, which is a rare thing to see. So in other words, this is something that is amazing, like wow, like blown out of the water. So that is May. Now we're going to get to June, except we're in April, May, June, and June is a sweet card. June says. It's the message is Rosetta, and it says, you have a gift with working with young people. Interesting. Share, and your divine purpose involves teaching or parenting children. So it doesn't necessarily have to mean you know, teaching in that way. It could mean something to do with a child along those lines, like either like
okay.
a niece or nephew or a daughter or son or something. It feels something to me, or maybe somebody around you might be expecting a baby or will be pregnant or something along those lines. It's anything that has to do with a little one or a child.
Okay. Grandson's daughter. Okay.
It could be. Yeah,
okay.
It could be. It could be that. But overall, I mean, these cards are always positive, but this is like, especially when you get Omega, it's like blow me out of the water. Victory. Amazing. Everything's coming into fruition. Now, I also want to do a flower therapy card for you like I did for a couple
okay.
of college ago because I like how the spring's coming up and the flowers are great to work with. So I'm going to ask the angels what flower they would like you to work with and what flower
okay.
you can have to assist you and give you some healing. So let's do that. And okay, so here's the message that comes forth. And the flower is the hibiscus. And
ooh,
the hibiscus, hibiscus, I'll send you the picture. The message is about unity. It says you're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal yourself, heal your family, heal your friends. So it's about unity. And I feel like you mentioned you work for a corporation. Unity is just, you know, like that's the kind of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, teamwork and getting that camaraderie together where you're connected with other people. When you got that, because I've worked in jobs where I've had that teamwork, and that's the best feeling. Everyone's on the same page. You get each other's back.
Not always that way, though, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. Especially when you get some people who want to be, you know, drama queens. That's the worst. It's like, oh.
I know.
You know, but, yeah, when you get everybody on the same page and you're helping each other out, that's what it's saying. It's saying you have that ability to kind of bring that unity. So I'll send you a picture of the hibiscus so you can see what it looks like. And just having that flower near you, even a picture of it, will help to connect you with unity. And it's really, to me, also about your ascension. Because what I mean by ascension is that your energy is raising to a higher vibration. Like you're
okay.
continuously moving and making strides. And this card is helping you to connect.
Improvement, yes.
Yeah.
Improvement.
And to connect
That's
with your
say.
Higher self. Well, it's connecting you to your higher self, to that part of you that's not so third-dimensional, physical, but more spiritual in nature, like that spiritual higher part of you that is really the next phase of evolution. You know, like this flower will really help you with that. And I think you might benefit, too, from listening to my show this Sunday. It's coming up. I'm going to be talking about working with plants and the fairies. So I think, like, working with nature would really help you at this moment. That's what I'm feeling. Like, it really would help you ground and get connected to your higher self a little bit more. So, I mean, if you can't listen to it live, you can always listen to it on rebroadcast or the podcast. So
okay.
A little bit later.
It's
but
wonderful.
It's very positive, Sharon. Like, I'm
sure. Go on. What were you going to say? Go
yeah,
on.
I'm really happy for you. And just, like, give me your email if you can, and I'll send you pictures of the cards.
I would love that so much. I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you give your students readings?
I do. You know, it's funny.
That's so cute.
I'll share a story with you. The very first day of school, I came in and I asked the kids, you know, like what their interests are. You know, what do you like to do? I tell them a little bit about me, and then I say, okay, now tell me about you. And one of my students said, I like to do tarot readings, and I was like, that's cool. So do I. So he actually came into my class, in fact, a few weeks ago. And we started doing tarot readings, and I've been actually, like, helping him get better at it and improve it. And the kids love it when I do tarot readings. They're so into it. They're so – this generation of kids, they're sometimes called the indigo kids. They are so psychic and so intuitive. Everything to them. Wow, tarot, this is amazing. And they know about chakras and crystals and – it blows me away. It's like these kids are, you know, 14 years old and they're sitting here talking about chakras. I didn't know about chakras until I was like 25, you know. So it's just, it's amazing.
I just wondered.
That's a great question. It's a great, great question. Yeah, the kids know that I'm into the spiritual stuff. Sometimes I go off on these motivational tangents and they're like, okay, there he goes again. I'm off going on.
I share
my spiritual wisdom, but that's why I became a teacher, to share my knowledge with them. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for the message, and that was right, because I'm working on something, and I think it's going to come to, I know it's going to come to fruition. But thank you so much, okay?
Of course, Sharon. Thanks.
Listen,
I'm so glad I could talk to you.
Thanks, Teach. I'm just kidding. Have a nice evening, okay?
All right. Give me your email, okay?
I will. Have a nice evening, okay? I will give you, Bye-bye, okay?
That sounds great. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. All right. I would like to get to caller on area code 678. I know you've been holding for quite a while here. Area code 678.
Hi, Ron. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So good to talk to you again.
Yes, I know. It's been a little while.
It's okay. How are things going for you?
It's been going okay.
Yeah.
The question I have is about career and finances. And,
okay.
Because right now I'm working, and I'm thankful that I have a job. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm being pressured to apply to these other jobs that's in the within the company that I work with. But the thing about it, the pay is not so great, and I'm really on my own and supporting my two kids. So,
okay.
And I also had a phone interview with this company. It's a government agency, and I was waiting on, you know, to get a face-to-face interview, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I did a follow-up, but I still haven't heard back from it. So
you're wanting some insight in that.
Yes,
now I got to tell you, when you started talking about the phone interview, I got a good feeling. Like it felt like it would be like a good change from where you're at, and that's kind of
mm-hmm.
what my feeling was. I don't know why they haven't called. How long ago was your interview?
The phone interview was like a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, because she told me even if get face to face interview, it'll be a few weeks after. So it was like the end of February when I
have you done a follow up call with them?
Yes, and I haven't heard back, and I did it today, and I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Let me connect with the angels here. Give me just a second here. I'm gonna think about your question here. Think your job. Okay. I want to use a particular deck of cards, but I can't seem to find it here. Let me grab. I'm just gonna use the regular deck. I'm gonna use the Angel Tarot deck here, and I'm gonna think about you.
Okay.
So let me shuffle. Okay, we're thinking about, and I'm going to actually ask the question, this is my particular question I'm going to ask, is this new job, this potential new job, going to pan out for Gina? That's what I'm asking. This phone interview, that's the job that I'm thinking about. So just think about that too, and I'll connect with your angels, and they'll tell me when to stop shuffling, and I'll kind of, there's two cards that stick together here. And so the one card that is here, it's the Page of Air, and it says challenging information, delays or changes to plans, truth delivered without tact. So that key word there was delays, and I'm trying to see what jumps out with me. The other card that comes with it is the Two of Fire, and the Two of Fire says you come into your own, new partnerships or contracts continue to move forward. So it seems like it's saying that this is in a good direction, but there's delays that are happening. I'm not sure why that could be happening, but you just called them today. So, you know, maybe just have a little bit more patience with that.
Okay.
But the cards are saying that it's good. That's what the cards are saying. The other position you said was in the company you work for now. There were two positions, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, because right now I'm working as a temp employee, and I work in the health field,
Okay.
But like I said, the pay is not great, but it's just something for me to have a job until something else will open up.
That makes sense. I feel like my intuition says this phone interview thing could pan out for you, but I want to ask about your other position. So I'm going to ask how that might pan out. So taking a position within your own company that you're at already, okay, mm-hmm. let's ask. Okay, so see what that comes up with. This deck of cards is like 80 cards. I'm almost afraid I'm going to drop this deck of cards. It's huge. So it's like huge, a monster. I'm shuffling and I'm like, please God, don't let me drop these cards. Please don't let me drop. So the card that comes forth, that's interesting. It's Nine of Water, which says your wish comes true, concerns fade away, a love of life. So that's a positive message. So it seems like that could pan out as well. So either one, it's really about just trusting your intuition and kind of riding it and letting it pan out. There's another card I want to draw with this too. Oh, it says, too much going on at once. The need to make a decision. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you might be confronted with a decision and might have to choose. It says mm-hmm. when that happens, it's important to come from a playful place. If you come from a place where you get stressed and you don't know how to act, you're not going to make a good decision. So it's saying that if you're confronted with two possibilities and you can't decide, loosen up a little bit and come from a place where it's more playful and joyful, and you'll know exactly what to do, and your angels will guide you. So what I really want to do too, I really want to ask Archangel Michael. I've been calling on him all through the show. I want him to be with you to give you courage and strength and to help you make a decision that is going to be in your highest good. So we're going to pray together. We're going to say, okay, Archangel Michael, please be here and help me to make a decision for my highest good and the highest light for all involved in all directions of time. And just trust it and know that you will do what needs to be done and it'll manifest. If you believe it'll manifest, it'll manifest. The highest good is, that's what you always want to ask for, is the highest good. Sometimes we, mm-hmm. you know, we pray for, like, you know, more money or this and that, and that's wonderful. You definitely want to manifest those things. But if you pray for the highest good, then that automatically includes more money if that's what makes your life happier. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's kind of like the situation too. I tell this to people, like, you know, sometimes there could be a family member that's like in the hospital, and you work in the health field, so you know what I mean. A lot of people are like, well, do I pray for them to get better? What if it's God's will that they don't get better? You know, that's always a tricky situation. So I would tell people, yeah, it's like, pray for the highest good, whatever that is. And if it means that the highest good is for this person to be healed, then that's what will happen. If it means that mm-hmm. God's saying it's time to go to the other side, then that's what will happen. And I think if we come from that place, then people would have an easier time instead of trying to control things so much, you know, because we can't control everything. There's a purpose for
that's
everything.
Right.
You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's some advice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even you,
like
some
that,
advice you
with
yeah,
that,
go ahead.
With that job that, you know, the phone interview, it's still in the same field, the health field,
mm-hmm.
and it's in a hospital. But the job I work at now is at a health clinic. So there's two different, you know, it's the same but different.
No, I get
way.
What you're saying. Yeah.
And that would be the one in the hospital would be step up in the direction that I want to go as far as I can do more in that area.
Then I'm telling you should go for it and don't take no for an answer. If that's what you want to do, and
mm-hmm.
ask for help and let God take care of it. And even if it's not this particular one, it's going to happen because you are putting the energy out there in the universe. You keep moving
okay.
forward and believing in it. And remember that what I said too about praying for the highest good, because that could be something you can give to your clients or your patients to help them. You know, just pray for the highest good, whatever that is, and know that God
mm-hmm.
will take care of it. So
okay.
Now
I only got about 30 seconds left. Thank you.
I gotta let you go. I love talking
okay.
with you. We can keep it going on Facebook though.
You, Okay. I got you on Facebook, so.
Yay,
all right. Okay, then you take
Thanks
care,
for calling
okay?
in. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I want to thank everybody, all my callers, for listening and calling in. Again, check out the website, www.ascensionmagic.com. Sunday I have a show about nature and the healing fairies. I'll be doing readings again next week. If you missed it, you can always call in and get a reading with me next week. I love these conversations, and I want to send you so much angel blessings. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.